Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, we're reading a Japanese story today. It's about an old man who has a lump on his cheek.
The man doesn't like this lump, of course. It makes him feel embarrassed.
Now, every day, he tries to pull the lump off, but he just can't do it.
That's okay, though. The man might not be handsome, but he's very kind, and other people like him.
Okay, good. Well, one day, the old man is on a mountain, and he's collecting wood when it starts to rain.
The man hides from the rain inside a tree, but when he stops, he sees three demons outside the tree.
Right. Now, the demons are drinking, they're dancing, they're singing. It looks like fun, but we don't know if these demons are dangerous or not.
Are you ready to find out?
I sure am. Let's get started on day two.
The Old Man with a Lump.
The old man watches the demons and thinks,
"That looks really fun."
He joins them. The demons are surprised to see him, but they welcome him. One of the demons says,
"You're a great dancer. How did you learn to dance?"
The old man humbly answers,
"Nobody taught me. I just enjoy dancing, but I'm no good."
Another demon says,
"You must join us every night."
The old man agrees. However, the third demon says,
"We must take something valuable from you so you will return."
Then, the demon pulls the lump off of the man's face. When the man returns home, everyone compliments his smooth face.
Humbly, humbly. The man humbly accepted the prize for winning the game. The man humbly accepted the prize for winning the game. Nobody, nobody. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet. Agree, 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 agreed, agreed. Tony's parents won't agree to buy him a new X phone. Tony's parents won't agree to buy him a new X phone.Valuable, valuable. This book is very valuable to me because I got it from my grandfather. This book is very valuable to me because I got it from my grandfather.
Okay, day two of our article starts out with the man watching the demons, and it says here, the old man watches the demons and thinks, that looks really fun.
今天的文章一开始呢，我们说到老先生看着三个魔鬼在喝酒、跳舞、唱歌，他心里面就想了，那看起来真好玩。So, does he want to join them?
Would you?
Not really.
I probably would.
If I know there are demons.
I don't know. It could be an exciting adventure. Let's find out what he does. It says here, he joins them.
他就加入了他们 He joins the demons.
Yeah, of course he joins them. They're having so much fun.
Will he become one of the demons?
I don't know yet.
I'm so nervous.
We'll have to find out in the story.
Okay,
here it says next in the story, the demons are surprised to see him, but they welcome him.
哦、老先生过去加入他们的时候呢魔鬼们对于见到他觉得很惊讶但他们还是欢迎这位老先生 Maybe they're going to be good friends
You never know I mean we usually think of demons as bad things、right? But maybe they're good demons
So it's all our stereotype
Yeah, I guess
刻板印象难道 demons 是好的吗、
mm, Well, let's find out what happens. So the man is dancing with the demons now. Yeah. They're surprised. They're kind of, who's this man? But they're nice to him, okay? So here, one of the demons says, "You're a great dancer. How did you learn to dance?"
其中一个魔鬼看到这个老先生在跳舞，他就说啦，你真是会跳舞耶，你怎么学的？
Are you a good dancer, Elsie?
No, I'm not. But I do admire people that can dance really well. Are you a dancer?
Not even close. I would love to be a dancer, but that's not my life.
We'll just be teachers.
Yes. Okay, here in the article it says, the old man humbly answers, nobody taught me. I just enjoy dancing, but I'm no good.
这里呢，老先生谦虚的回答：“哎，没有人教我跳舞，哎，我只是享受跳舞，而且我跳的没有很好啦。
Now we use the word humbly to say how the man spoke in that sentence. Humbly is an adverb. It's spelled H-U-M-B-L-Y, humbly, and we're going to learn what it means right now.When you do or say something humbly, you do it in a humble way. Now, this means you show that you do not think you are better than other people. The man wants to show the demons that he doesn't think he is a better dancer than them. Here's another example. The man humbly accepted the prize for winning the game. The man humbly accepted the prizeFor winning the game.
Humbly 是一个副词，代表谦虚地。那在文章当中呢，它修饰的是 answers, 回答这个动作。那例句提到呢，那个男子谦虚地接受了赢得比赛的奖赏。我们在例句中呢，看到 humbly 它修饰的是 accepted, 接受的这个动作。那形容词谦虚的该怎么说呢？我们说 humble,H-U-M-B-L-E, humble. It's important to be humble no matter how successful you are. 不论你多么成功，要当一个谦虚的人是很重要的。All right, and next word, nobody.
Okay, you're right. We did see the word nobody in that sentence. Nobody taught me to dance. Here, nobody is a pronoun. It's spelled N-O-B-O-D-Y, nobody. And we're going to find out what it means right now.We use the pronoun nobody to talk about not anyone or zero people. Here's an example. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet.
Nobody 是一个代名词，解释为没有人。那它本身也是一个否定字哦。例句说呢 ，Katie 的派对是在今晚，但现在她家还没有半个人。注意哦 ，nobody 视为单数名词，所以呢，后面的 be 动词我们用的是 is， 不是 are。
Okay, so nobody taught him how to dance. He doesn't think he's a very good dancer, but the demons really like his dancing. Okay, and that's why here another demon says, you must join us every night.
另外一个魔鬼接着说呢，你一定要每晚都加入我们。The demons really like the old man.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the old man is really kind, and I guess these demons are nice demons.
And maybe they want to learn how to dance from the old man.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can teach them how to dance. They can have fun. Everyone, that's a big party. All right, well, the old man, he does something here. It says in the article, the old man agrees.
他同意了。He says yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this verb, agree, we're going to talk about it in a second. It's spelled A-G-R-E-E, agree. Let's find out what this verb means. When you agree, you say that you will do something another person wants. Now, the demons want the man to come back, and the man says he will. He agrees. If Elsie says, can you teach the word agree? And I say yes, that means I agree to teach the word agree. Here's another example. Tony's parents won't agree to buy him a new X phone. Tony's parents won't agree to buy him a new X phone.
Agree 这个动词呢是同意的意思。那过去式跟过去分词在字尾加上 d 变成 agreed 就可以了。那例句说到呢 ，Tony 的爸妈是不会同意买给他新的 X phone 的。那在例句里面看到 agree to do something 就是同意做某事。那另外，如果我们想表达呢，哎，我同意你的说法哦，同意某人的说法该怎么说呢 ？Agree with somebody。So, for example, I agree with you, Aaron. I agree with what you just said.
Okay.
你刚刚说的话我是同意的。再来 agree on something 代表的是在某事上达成共识。For example, my coworker and I agreed on the decision. 我的同事和我在这个决定上达成共识。
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if we don't agree? What word do we use?
We disagree.
Ah, okay.
So how do we spell disagree?
Mm-hmm.
D-I-S, 后面再加上 agree 就可以了。So D-I-S-A-G-R-E-E.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. Agree and disagree. Okay, what happens after the man agrees to join the demons? Well, the man says that he will come back, mm-hmm. okay? But the demons don't really trust the man yet. They won't think, you know, maybe this is where they're kind of turning into not good demons. I don't know, let's find out. It says, however, the third demon says, we must take something valuable from you, so you will return.
Oh, 这边呢，第三个魔鬼就说了，我们必须从你那里拿走某样贵重的东西，这样子你才会回到我们这里。在我们听 Aaron 老师讲解 valuable 这个字之前呢，我们先到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解叙述，也就是 first, second, third 的用法。
大家好，不是学士，不是硕士，是我奇怪博士。为什么这么强调我是博士呢？会这么问，肯定不知道博士有多难当。像我呢，可是从小到大考试在班上都拿第一名，才一路过关斩将，成为外科医生呢。现在呢，还变成了什么奇怪博士呢？英文里面呢，我们数字呢有两种。第一种呢是我们很常用的叫做奇数，奇数呢就是比方说我们说的 1,2,3 OK， 奇数呢就使用在数数字的时候，例如说呢我们有三个同学两颗苹果等等，我们就可以使用奇数。但英文里面呢还有另外一组数字了，它呢就叫做序数，顾名思义呢就是有顺序的，所以才叫做序数咯。例如呢我说我在班上考第一名，或者是呢我们家在几楼，这种时候呢我们就可以使用序数。那么序数长什么样子呢？首先呢第一到第三它呢是属于不规则变化咯。第一呢我们叫做 first， 第二叫做 second，第三呢则是叫做 third， OK， first， second， third， 这三个呢在我们叙述里面是属于不规则的变化。从第四开始呢就非常轻松了，我们呢只要在奇数字尾加上 th 就好了。比方说呢 fourth， sixteenth， OK， 我们在后面加上 th。但是呢 AAA 还是呢要有一些变化要注意咯。例如呢我们字尾是 VE 的，我们呢就把 VE 改成 F 再加上 TH。例如呢我们第五 fifth， 以及呢第十二 twelfth， OK。字尾呢如果是一的话呢，我们则必须把一去掉再加上 TH 咯。例如呢我们的 ninth， 第九。再来呢我们看到字尾是 ty 的呢，我们就必须去掉 y 再加上 ieth 了。例如呢我们第三十 thirtieth， 以及呢第二十 twentieth。 OK， 讲到这边呢你可能想问，哎，博士，那如果呢是二十三怎么办？我呢到底要变 twenty 还是要变 three 还是呢两个都要变啊？不要担心哦，博士呢马上来告诉你了。两位数的整数呢只需要改变个位数， OK， 中间呢记得加上连字号一个小小的杠。例如呢我们刚刚说的二十一 twenty-first， OK， 我们 twenty 不改，改个位数，一变成 first， 中间呢加上一个连字号 twenty-first， 第二十一，是不是很简单呢？ 因为呢，使用叙述的时候呢，通常是有指定第一个、第二个、第几个，或是某一个了。所以呢，我们在使用上呢，我们记得要加上的冠词，或者是呢所有格。比方说呢，你要问了，博士，你家住几楼啊？嘿嘿，我家呢住豪宅哦 ，I live on the 15th floor。我呢住在15楼 ，I live on the 15th floor。或者是呢，我们很常讲的今天几月几号，这个呢，我们也会使用叙述来表示了。毕竟呢，每个月的第几天，这样想起来是不是很合理啦？
Okay, welcome back. We're going to talk about the word valuable here. Now, valuable is an adjective. It's spelled V-A-L-U-A-B-L-E, valuable. And let's find out what it means.
Something that's valuable is very useful to you because it helps you do something or has a very important meaning.Now, one thing that's valuable to me is my teddy bear. Even though I'm an adult, this teddy bear has been with me since I was a baby. Now, I would be very sad if I lost it. It might not be important to other people, but this teddy bear is valuable to me. Here's an example. This book is very valuable to me because I got it from my grandfather.This book is very valuable to me because I got it from my grandfather.
Valuable 这个形容词呢是珍贵的、贵重的。那例句说啊，这本书对我来说很珍贵，因为我是从我爷爷那里拿到的。Okay, what's valuable for the demons? They must take something valuable from him. Must 是助动词，代表一定必须。后面要接的是原形动词。那有的时候呢 ，must 也会表示邀约。For example, I'm having a party next weekend. You must come.
Okay.
你一定要来，我在邀约 Aaron.
Okay. Well, the old man, he's got some wood, and he's got a lump.
Yeah.
So...Hopefully some of those things are valuable to the demons.
And he got his kind personality.
Yeah, okay, well, let's see what the demons are going to take here, okay? So here in the article it says, Then the demon pulls the lump off of the man's face.
接下来魔鬼就把他脸上的肉瘤摘了下来。
Okay, so...Maybe the lump isn't valuable to the man, because, you know, he doesn't like it. But maybe the demons think that because it's part of him, it's valuable to him.
Oh, so they think the old man will come back for the lump.
Yeah. Okay, well, the man doesn't really make sense to the man, but the demons, they think this is a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, so let's find out what happens. When the man returns home...Everyone compliments his smooth face.
当老先生回家之后呢，大家都夸赞他的脸变得好光滑。
Okay, so your hair looks very nice today, Elsie.
Oh, thank you for complimenting me. To compliment somebody 代表是夸赞、夸奖某个人。
Now you're very welcome. You can compliment my smooth face if you want.
Oh, your skin's so smooth.
Oh, thank you. Does that mean my skin is good?
Yep, you've got very smooth skin. 你的皮肤很光滑。
Oh, thank you.
So, do you think the old man will go back to join the demons?
Well, guess what?We aren't going to find out that until day 3.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's the end of our story, so we're going to go to review time now.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to review time. We did our spelling game in day 1, so we're going to switch it up a little bit today.
Okay.
Let's see if Elsie knows the definitions of our word power words.
Whoa.
We so talked about four of them. Do you remember?
Humbly, 谦虚地, nobody, 没有人, agree, 同意, valuable, 珍贵的.
Okay, so... I'm going to give you the English definition,
okay,
because you know them in both English and Chinese,
mm-hmm,
and hopefully you listened carefully and you can guess what the word is by the English definition.
Okay.
I'm going to start with an easy one. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
No people.
没有人, nobody.
Yeah, that one was too easy for Elsie. Can you tell me what kind of word it is?
Oh, it's a pronoun.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right, next one. Yes, I will do something. What did
好,
I just
你要做
某
事, 你要做什么? Oh, 你同意, you agree.
Mm-hmm, very good. Now, can you tell me what kind of word agree is?
It's a verb.
Excellent.
是个动词。
Okay, now we're going to get a little bit harder.
Okay.
All right. Something that is very important to you, mm-hmm, is what?
重要的东西啊。怎么样去形容它呢? Valuable, 贵重的, mm-hmm, 珍贵的。
And what kind of word is it?
形容词, adjective.
Okay, now, there's one left. This is what you do when you don't want people to think that you think you are better than them.
Oh,
what
so
you say or, mm-hmm, do something, how?
不要让人家觉得我自以为,那就要很谦虚。然后我们的 word power word 里面是副词 humbly.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of word is humbly?
Adverb.
And we know that because it has?
L-Y.
Exactly.
All 但是、right. 不是所有 L-Y 结尾的字都是副词哦。
Okay,、mm. well, that finishes up our lesson today、mm-hmm. for day two of our article. We'll be back tomorrow to see how our story ends. For now, we're going to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Old Man with a Lump. The old man watches the demons and thinks,
"That looks really fun."
He joins them. The demons are surprised to see him, but they welcome him. One of the demons says,
"You're a great dancer. How did you learn to dance?"
The old man humbly answers,
"Nobody taught me. I just enjoy dancing, but I'm no good."
Another demon says,
"You must join us every night."
The old man agrees. However, the third demon says,
"We must take something valuable from you so you will return."
Then the demon pulls the lump off of the man's face. When the man returns home, everyone compliments his smooth face.
Humbly, humbly. The man humbly accepted the prize for winning the game. The man humbly accepted the prize for winning the game.Nobody, nobody. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet. Katie's party is tonight, but nobody is at her house yet. Agree, 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 agreed, agreed. Tony's parentswon't agree to buy him a new X phone. Tony's parents won't agree to buy him a new X phone. Valuable, valuable. This book is very valuable to me because I got it from my grandfather. This book is very valuable to me.Because I got it from my grandfather.